Madam Speaker, I have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us? What if someday it dawns on us that losing over 5,000 American military personnel in the Middle East since 9/11 is not a fair trade-off for the loss of nearly 3,000 American citizens, no matter how many Iraqi, Pakistani, and Afghan people are killed or displaced? What if we finally decide that torture, even if called enhanced interrogation technique, is self-destructive and produces no useful information, and that contracting it out to a third world nation is just as evil? What if it is finally realized that war and military spending is always destructive to the economy? What if all wartime spending is paid for through the deceitful and evil process of inflating and borrowing? What if we finally see that wartime conditions always undermine personal liberty? What if conservatives who preach small government wake up and realize that our interventionist foreign policy provides the greatest incentive to expand the government? What if conservatives understood once again that their only logical position is to reject military intervention and managing an empire throughout the world? What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if Obama has no intention of leaving Iraq? What if a military draft is being planned for the wars that will spread if our foreign policy is not changed? What if the American people learn the truth, that our foreign policy has nothing to do with national security, that it never changes from one administration to the next? What if war and preparation for war is a racket serving the special interests? What if President Obama is completely wrong about Afghanistan and turns out worse than Iraq and Vietnam put together? What if Christianity actually teaches peace and not preventive wars of aggression? What if diplomacy is found to be superior to bombs and bribes in protecting America? What happens if my concerns are completely unfounded? Nothing. But what happens if my concerns are justified and ignored? Nothing good. And I yield back the balance of my time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to RTR Truth Media Group Reloaded. I'm your host, Lori Anderson. We've been discussing None Dare Call It Treason. So to revamp really quick, June 2016, AIM Citizens Commission on Benghazi final report. June 2016 states, quote, the Obama administration actively supported the replacement of quasi-secular North African rulers in Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt with the Muslim Brotherhood rule. In Libya, the Obama administration turned against Muammar Gaddafi, who had become an ally in the fight against global jihad movement, and instead worked with the Libyan Muslim Brotherhood and materially aided known al-Qaeda-linked militias to topple his regime. The Obama administration throughout 2012 deliberately withheld urgently requested security for the U.S. mission in Benghazi, at least in part to buttress the false narrative that al-Qaeda had been defeated for the benefit of the president's re-election campaign in 2012, despite the fact that Benghazi was one of the most vulnerable U.S. posts anywhere in the world in a volatile post-Qaddafi environment. For reasons not entirely clear, multiple advance warnings about an impending attack against the U.S. mission in Benghazi were ignored by the Obama administration as a whole, the Department of Defense specifically, and also especially Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who bore ultimate responsibility for diplomatic mission security. Despite an egregious failure by the Pentagon to pre-position forces in advance, various U.S. assets were available to deploy immediately when the Benghazi attack began the night of September the 11th, 2012, but were held back from even attempting a rescue effort. The President, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of Defense Panetta, and General Martin Dempsey, former Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, must be required to answer for their dereliction of duty, willfully refusing to perform one's duties, a criminal offense under the United States Code, and failing to provide appropriate protection in advance and to commit forces immediately to rescue attempt the night of September the 11th through the 12th, 2012. The Obama White House and Clinton State Department led a concerted two-week cover-up regarding the facts of the Benghazi attack for crass political purposes and to collaborate with international campaign led by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation that seeks criminalization of all criticism of Islam. I am leaving this full report. Is going to have a link in underneath the radio show below. Please open it and read it. It is a 78-page report and goes in very deep detail. You owe it to yourself to read it if you have not already read this report. When are the people who continuously commit treason going to be charged? Only when the people rise up like they did in Egypt against that Muslim Brotherhood leader, quote-unquote president, that President Obama helped get into the office over there, and if you remember, was overthrown, and it was because of the people. 15 million, I believe, I might be wrong on the number, showed up against him because he was killing his own citizens that didn't agree with his Sharia. Thank God the people of Egypt stood. And I understand there is a lot of distraction going on here in the United States of America. Here in the United States of America, people allow themselves to be distracted by some of the simplest things. And if it's not simple things, the way that the monetary issue is right now, people are working sometimes two and three jobs in order to be able to pay their bills to take care of their families. I know it is hard. It is hard to juggle being able to provide for your family, be there for your family, and be able to be part of stopping this treason. But this treason goes far and deep. Washington may expose it in their congressional hearings, but they're doing nothing about it. Nothing. They allow the treasonous ones to sit on special prosecuting, which I have a funny for you later on after this. However, I'm going to get to our callers real quick, and then we'll touch the topic of Mr. Mueller. How are you doing tonight, Jim? Good to have you.
Can you hear me, Lori?
I can. How are you doing this evening, Jim?
I'm doing okay. You kind of stirred something on me when you were talking about the Benghazi deal.
Mm-hmm.
You had made a comment that I guess the Muslims had made a initiation of, oh, you can't speak against Muslims, or we're going to make that illegal, whatever.
I was reading out of the Ames Citizens Commission on Benghazi report, and it is in the report, quote, the Obama White House and Clinton State Department led a concerted two-week cover-up regarding the facts of the Benghazi attack for crass political purposes and to collaborate with the international campaign led by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation that seeks criminalization of all criticism of Islam, unquote. That's okay. In the Benghazi report.
Okay. When I heard that, I just had to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
When Trump came out on the Iran deal, he made the big speech a week, I think it was last week, maybe, mm-hmm. about all these things that Iran had done. And I'm sitting there listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I've heard this before, but it just doesn't apply. So I sent Trump a tweet, and I said, you know, if you would have replaced Iran with the word Saudi Arabia, Israel, or the United States, mm-hmm. you would have been spot on with your statement. Because I don't see Iran doing this stuff.
Well, exactly.
I do see the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Israel doing these things.
Mm-hmm. And Qatar and Turkey. Mm-hmm.
And then we have legislation, I think it's in the state of North Carolina, is where mm-hmm. it's starting, where you can't make an anti-Semitic statement.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to make it against the law.
Right.
And I'm going, okay, here we go. Right. What is the slogan of the Mossad? By deception?
Mm-hmm.
So what I feel like I'm looking at is projection of everything that one party's doing onto another party. Mm-hmm. Like Netanyahu comes out and he says, oh, Iran's doing all this stuff. Oh, they're going to have a nuclear weapon. Oh, they're going to do this. They're going to do that. And he's been doing it for 40 years, 30 years.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But who's doing it? It's mm-hmm. Israel. Israel's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like even the independent media buys into some of this stuff. I think Alex Jones today, what he came out and he said it's been confirmed that almost half of the Palestinian protesters were Hamas.
Well, that's probably true, because the leaders over there years ago were Hamas and took over there, yes.
Well, it could be, but I'm going...
Part of that Muslim Brotherhood thing.
Well, but I'm like, okay, well, this just happened the other day. So I sent out a tweet to Jones, and I said, okay, what evidence do you have, and how did you get it so quickly...
Mm-hmm.
That what happened? Did Israelis or Americans or the UN go in and find out who these people were that were slaughtered?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no backing.
Right, they're jumping the gun just like they did with with that junk that went on in Syria, and then bombs were sent over without any verification of the chemical attack. Is what you're saying.
And just like Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
just like Parkland,
mm-hmm.
it's the same MO. So it's like, I don't believe any of it.
Well, here's my thing, okay? My thing is this. They haven't attacked us. It's not our business to be in it. It's that simple. It's not constitutional unless they've attacked us.
Well, I will say this. It is quite apparent that the words of George Washington
mm-hmm.
Ring real clear, because the government of the United States of America, I'm not even sure what to say anymore.
Right.
We have entangled ourselves into so many things.
Mm-hmm.
That it is extremely difficult for people like you and I to try to even figure out, well, what's really happening.
Mm-hmm. And they want it that way. You know that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't even know that they really know what's happening.
Right.
It's so convoluted. It's mind-boggling. So anyway, I really appreciate what you're doing, Lori. And
thank you.
Love Tom, and keep it up.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your call. I do. I love my callers, and I really appreciate your call, and hang with us and keep calling back.
You bet. You hang in there, girl.
Thank you. I will. Good. All right. We have another caller on the line. Dennis, how are you doing this evening?
What did you say?
Dennis?
Yeah, this is me, Lori.
Hey, Lori. Hi, how are you?
Good. Could I read you something I got from the ACLJ today?
Sure.
Okay. It says, this can't wait, Israel in the crosshairs. This is the damage, it's not too long. This is the damage Iran can do with their missiles and rockets, or even a nuclear weapon. Mm-hmm. It says right here, Iran, the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, is committed to the destruction of Israel, which is true. Mm-hmm. The deadly Obama-Iran deal freed Iran to fast-track their weapons capacity with help from North Korea, which makes little sense why North Korea is backing out of that talks now with Donald Trump, and stockpile missiles in Syria, which mm-hmm. is also known as Gog in the Bible. They're placing permanent military bases not far from the Israeli border and building up the conventional and missile capabilities of the terrorist Hezbollah group. Iran's goal, destroy the Jewish people. Iran deal sanctions must be periodically reviewed by the President and Secretary of the State. And the deadline is this month. Now, it also says former President Jimmy Carter is famously supportive of anti-Israel factions in the Middle East. His Carter Center, with an office in Ramallah, wherever that is, I don't know, has received federal grants, our tax dollars, and may be providing material aid and support to Hamas, a terrorist mm-hmm. group that officially, I just had to turn the page now, wants to see Israel push into the sea, wipe off the map. Now, mm-hmm. their State Department may be turning a blind eye to the Carter Center's funneling of aid to Hamas. Were your tax dollars used to terrorize Israel? Is it still happening? To find out, the ACLJ filed a Freedom of Information Act request, but the State Department has been stonewalling. So they have filed a new federal lawsuit to force compliance. It takes mm-hmm. people like, you know, the patriots and people in America who want to know, hold the government accountable and to protect our ally Israel, because we are their allies right now, whether the half Americans like them or not. We expect steep opposition and need your help. But it says right here, they got a little thing from the IRS, citizens pay their taxes, money of allocated to the State Department budget. And from there, some of it is allocated to the Carter Center, and then grants awarded to the Carter Center, and then material aid given to Hamas, which then they believe is given to terrorists to attack Israel. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then it says on the bottom, the clock is ticking. Iran is moving quickly into position. Israel could come under fire at any moment, and it says we've got to cut off Iran's funding. That's what Obama did, and that's what Obama did is fund them, and that's what President Trump does, put funding them.
Okay, hold on right here. We've got a commercial coming. Hold on right there. Okay. We've got a commercial coming, and as soon as you're done reading that, please hang on the line, because I've got quite a few responses to what you're reading to me, everybody. We're going to be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors. Hang with us.
Thank you. This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And welcome back to RTR Truth Media Group Reloaded. I am your host, Lori Anderson, and I'm joined with caller Dennis. If you would go ahead, Dennis, and finish what you were telling us, please.
Okay, there's only a little bit left here. Since the clock is ticking, Iran is moving quickly into position. Israel could come under fire at any moment. We've got to cut off Iran's funding. Sanctions must be reinstated, the Obama-Iran deal must be rescinded, because they need to find out, ACLJ needs to the State Department to come through and give the American people the truth, whether they're Bible-believing people or not, or whether they're anti-Semitic or whether they're not, whether they're friends or allies or Jewish people or not. I mean, I'm a believer in the Bible, and I know that Gog is Syria and Magog is Russia. And I believe there's a reason why, not just because of Pompeo and Bolton, why all of a sudden now North Korea doesn't want to talk to Donald Trump or expose anything, because they might have already gotten all their nuclear warheads, whether they're on ICBMs or not, but the warheads themselves might have already been delivered to Iran, which might have already been delivered over on smaller missiles already to Syria, and the Iran also might have some of their own already to fire at Israel also. So, I mean, it's all part of the end-time prophecies in the Bible anyway, for those of us who do believe.
Okay. So can I dissect what you just read to us?
Mm-hmm. You sure can.
It's fear porn.
It would help us all.
It's fear porn. Let me tell you why I say that. First of all,
it's what?
Fear porn. Propaganda. Okay, and I'm not saying they themselves believe that it's propaganda. They may be putting it out because this is the same narrative that's been pushed for a very, 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 very long time. It is the same thing that has been said through CIA, FBI, and all of those who want to steal resources as well as implement international banks in areas that don't have them. If you will look everywhere we are invading is where the international banks are not. And that's where they don't have control of the resources of that land, including Syria, okay? Iran, same thing.
Yeah.
Now, here's several things. You said you believe in the Bible, and I do too. So this is a good start for us. I'm going to read you Romans, okay? And in Romans chapter 9, 3 through 9 is what I'm going to read to you, and I'm referencing it so that you can look it up yourself.
Well, I've already read 3 through 6 today.
Okay, so for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brother and my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all. God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all the
right.
children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children
Correct.
Of
I
the
believe,
promise
I agree.
Are counted for the seed. Right. So, first of all, the term anti-Semitic is a term that is used in order to stop conversation and has been used as a political way to stop conversation about Israel. Okay?
Yeah,
Israel
times,
is
yeah.
a place that you're talking about a landmass, and that is not what they are referring to biblically. Okay? Now, I do understand that there is landmass and different things in the Bible. However, Jesus Christ never condoned wrong actions. Would you agree with that?
What was
never,
that again, Mallory?
Jesus Christ never condoned actions that were violent actions other than self-defense. Would you agree with that?
Pretty much, except for what they did in the courtyard. To the first temple where they were selling animals.
Oh, that
were
he with the money changers? Yeah, well,
yeah,
but
the
I'm
money
saying,
changers.
Right, but he surely did not promote attacking individuals for no reason whatsoever. Would you agree with that?
Right, I agree with that pretty much.
But Jesus Hold on says, one second.
You know, to defend theirself also, though.
Right, absolutely. And on that note, we've got a couple of words from our sponsors. Please hang with me because I want to continue this discussion with you on the other side of the break. We've got a break right now. We'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back to RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host for this evening, Lori Anderson, and I am joined with an amazing guest caller, Dennis. And we were discussing a letter that was sent to him by the ACLJ in Iran and the different ways to look at that. So, Dennis, what I was saying is, and the reason that I call that fear-mongering is for several reasons, and I hope you'll hear me out and think about it and then research, okay? Because I don't want anybody just to take my word for anything. But I want you to kind of ask these questions. When did Iran ever attack us? Number one. No one can blame Iran, honestly, for disliking America because they have been torn apart by us. And I don't agree with funding, arming, or training Iran or any other nation, by the way, because it's unconstitutional in the first place, and that includes Israel. You know,
right.
Israel claims mm-hmm. to be our ally, but here's the thing. That ally unlawfully, just like we did over that fictitious chemical attack, we bombed Syria unlawfully. Well, Israel has also bombed Syria. And we don't reward bad behavior, no matter if they claim that they're Israelites or not, whether they claim they are Jews or Christians or atheists, or it doesn't matter, because if you're being truthful, that's not of God. Okay? So
right.
Self-defense is one thing, but when you murder, because that's against the Bible, correct? Thou shalt not kill. That's not talking about self-defense.
Thou shalt not kill.
That's right.
It's the only thing I got worried. I still believe that Israel, through the seed of Isaac and Jacob,
mm-hmm.
and the 12 tribes, which actually
right.
are the 10,
oh, yeah.
gets down to the 10 tribes, that God did make the everlasting covenant with Jacob
oh,
and
yeah.
Abraham, and that for us to church the Gentiles is all the fruition, is all fulfilled. Then all nations will go against Israel, like it says in the Bible.
But that's a spiritual Israel, sweetie. That's not a landmass.
I'm not saying it's a landmass, but I know that I believe because of the remnant that God has, that Jesus has, which
mm-hmm.
is 144,000, which isn't from the 12 tribes of Israel. Dan and Gad, I believe, are not included in that, but the
mm-hmm.
other 10 tribes. Ends up to 144,000. That is the bride elect of Jesus Christ and his return when he comes to Jerusalem. That's why I believe Jerusalem will not be torn apart, that God will protect that. Now, Tel Aviv, he may let them be bombed by nuclear weapons or whatever. Tel Aviv is not going to be the capital anymore. And that's where Iran did want to bomb back when Ayatollah and the other ones were in. The other one before the leader they got now wanted to annihilate Israel and Tel Aviv. Now
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump has moved the thing over to Jerusalem. You know well, as a Bible believer, if you are a true Bible believer and you believe
mm-hmm.
in the book of Revelations, that
yep.
Jesus is going to return to the Mount of Olives. Otherwise, some people call it also Calvary, which
mm-hmm.
was Mount Moriah. And that's where, you know, for the abomination of the desolation. That's why I believe that Jesus is coming back for the bride elect. I'm not saying all them people, like Bibi Netanyahu and all them, are actually going to be the Israelites that are the bride elect.
Well,
because they're not going by what is, you know, the old Bible, the Torah, especially if they're downloading Jews.
Yeah, well, the in Revelation, where you're talking about the 144,000, okay, if you notice,
yeah.
and I want you to dissect and look at that, that stems out of the, if you remember in the book of Acts, where the individuals received the Holy Ghost after the upper room, okay, and
yeah,
they were from different places, right? And
mm-hmm.
the different
mm-hmm.
places were Ephesus and the different places like that. You have the 144,000 out of the chosen tribes, right? But after that, if you continue to read in Revelation, it also talks about that the individuals are more than the numbers of the sand of the sea. And that is referring to the other individuals that are saved. It's not going to be just 144,000. That is what is
right.
preached
no,
a lot of times.
That's the ones,
right. So, but,
that's the ones
but
that don't bow down to the beast, is all.
That's right. That's
there's
right.
Gonna be, throughout the whole entire world, there's going to be many saints martyred for Jesus Christ.
Absolutely, and they
will
have
be
been
saved.
Being done that way for years, including in Syria right now. So this is one of the discussions, though. You know, they'll send out something like that over Iran, right? And I understand
mm-hmm.
where some people are getting that from. I do. But let me ask you this.
Well, okay.
Not one has been sent out over Saudi Arabia. We send billions of dollars to Saudi Arabia. They use our weapons to slaughter people in Yemen, unlawfully killing people with our weaponry. They were tied
mm-hmm.
to taking us down in the 9/11 attacks 2001. That has been
yep.
proven, 28 pages of it. Explain
I
to me why.
You.
Right. So the thing about Iran, Saudi Arabia is also part of the infiltration of the Islamic teachings, the Sharia teachings that's going across the United States of America. Iran hasn't done that.
Right.
Saudi Arabia has. So
no,
that's why
Iran
I'm saying...
Iran has got people here in the United States that have done terrorist acts. So.
Yeah, so Saudi Arabia, so is Israel, all of it. Because
right. Yes,
here's
they
the
have.
Thing. Here's the thing.
Because our nation
we
is
have,
being used like a billy goat as for you know, spankings. Actually.
Right. So if we were to actually act constitutionally, okay, and we were not sending our money off to foreign nations, and that includes Israel, we're not supposed to have foreign entanglements. See, and this is one of the problems, because we're sending so much money through USAID, if you will, and it's being used for destruction, not truly for helping. Does that make sense? So
right.
I can't.
That's why
I
we do need to find out if the state and the Carter administration is doing that. If there is a Carter Fund, that's what I think he's talking about. We need to know from the State Department, which Hillary, when she was in under the Obama administration, was Secretary of the State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was.
With Carter and all that, they were given funds, and they could be still doing that.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if they're not. I wouldn't be surprised if they're not. I know that there's still some funds going to quote-unquote moderates, and they're not moderates, white hats. Now, I know that a couple of weeks ago, there was some talk that President Trump stopped some funding going to some of the white hats, but the white hats are not, first of all, Syrian.
They're not even moderates.
They are terrorists. It doesn't matter what country they're from. Because
right. I don't agree
terrorism,
with supporting Saudi Arabia at all.
Right. Well, everything about Syria, if you remember back in 2009, okay, everything about Syria is stemming to a natural gas pipeline is what it's stemming to. Saudi Arabia wanted to be able to run a natural gas pipeline in 2009. Assad said, no, we'll handle our own gas. They didn't like it. They said, well, if you don't, then, you know, you're going to have problems. A couple of weeks later, who's up at the White House but the Saudi prince? And then after that, oh, pops up the Arab Spring, George Soros funded, of course. And Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Qatar, along with the United States, United Kingdom, and all of that are going hand in hand. But here's the thing. Before that, and I can't remember the name of the general that exposed it, but he exposed it years ago, step by step, which ones they were going to invade. Okay?
Yeah.
So no matter if we support the spiritual Israel or not, which we do support the spiritual Israel, but to be under the assumption, and a lot of people are, I'm not saying you are, but a lot of people are under the assumption because that, oh, well, they live in Israel, they can do nothing wrong, they're human beings. You can have a person that lives in Israel, right, that is just as corrupt as the individuals here in the United States of America, which we fight here. I say let's do it biblically, and let's pull the sty out of our own eye before we start worrying about pulling our sty out of someone else's. Because we've got a lot to clear up here, get our money from all overseas.
We pray for not only peace in Israel, we pray for peace around the whole world as Christians
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
But we know in the long run that the Prince of Peace is the one that's going to give us the peace on this whole entire world during the millennial reign, and that's Jesus Christ. That's why I know Israel, they might bomb Israel here and there, and I wish we would support Saudi Arabia. They're you know, they're against Israel altogether. They're against the Christian people. They're against anything to do with Christianity. And to tell you the truth, I believe that China wants our land here because we've got a lot of minerals, we've got a lot of natural resources, and we've got a lot of good farmland here. And Chinese don't have that anymore, as much as they're building on, as much as they got. And I believe that's what China wants, is our ground. And I believe they'll do anything to take it. But
China
doesn't have Russia
to take it because the politicians are giving it away to everybody else and stealing it from the American people.
Exactly. That's why our nation needs this rude awakening and wake up and come That's together right. as a nation.
Right.
And
so let me
peace in this world.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. I pray for individuals I don't even know all the time. I really do. And yeah. so I have a question for you. Okay? If an individual out of Israel, whether it be Netanyahu, okay, let's say he was found to have done things that were illegal, unethical, and against the Bible, would you support him being charged?
No. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, if Israel wants to charge him, yes, I do. If any of right. the people want to charge him, yes, I do.
Right. See, and
because
I agree
Jesus
with you.
Jesus is going to have his way with him, too.
That's right. That's right. And so it's not anti-Semitic to point out the truth. It is that term, just like these other terms, you know, whether it be
horizontal is.
Right. It's just to try to shut down conversation that's an honest conversation. I have no hate in my right. heart for anybody. I don't. Even pray for those that despitefully use and abuse us. But mm-hmm. the truth of the matter is our voices are so important to speak out against this because, you know, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, we have nuclear weapons, right? What
yes,
if another
we do.
Nation...
We should keep them to ourselves right now. We shouldn't
right.
be exposing them to anybody else, but we should not be allowing our uranium underneath the Clinton and Obama administration to be sold to Russia, which I believe is also shared with China, which is also, I believe, has shared with North Korea, which I believe has also been supplying it down to Iran.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised about that either.
That's probably why Saudi Arabia wants help from us to fight Iran. We don't need to fight Iran. We need to
worry about our own nation. Iran. Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing.
We don't need to support Saudi Arabia either. We've got enough oil in this country to have our own. It's Russia that wants the oil on the gas line. That's why they're protecting Iran, so they can distribute it to China and North Korea and everywhere else, and they distribute it to the east part as far as they can of the west part of Europe.
Well,
that's what Russia
and it
is
could also
for.
Be, you know... It's not a bad thing for Russia to get along with other countries either, you know.
No.
This fear of Russia is almost a joke when you look at NORAD and you look at the different things, and they do the drills with the United States of America and have been doing it for years, and the flight patterns and everything that they've been doing working together. It is a scare tactic. I don't fear Russia. I don't. We should not fear getting along with other nations.
I don't
well,
fear
we
Russia either. I don't fear them coming over here because they're going to go down on Israel in the end.
Well,
that's what it says at the end time. Gog and Magog.
But here's the thing.
Valley of Armageddon.
Well, here's the thing, though. Okay, Russia has been being poked at, prodded at, instigated, and everything else for many years, and they have proven very, very restrained. Surprisingly, years ago, you know, everybody was saying Russia invaded Crimea. That was a flat out lie. It was a flat out lie. It was a group that went into Crimea that had to do with the George Soros junk that went on. There was already previously, before Russia went into, sent some of the troops into Crimea, before that happened, there had already been years before that an agreement because of the base over there that Russia was to have a certain amount of troops over there, which it did not have. So when Russia sent those troops over there into Crimea, it wasn't even to the full capacity of the previous agreement anyway. It wasn't an invasion. They already had a base there, you know. But everybody twists and manipulates things. Then the United Nations, along with the United States, goes to the Russian border, surrounding the Russian border, and everyone wants to make Russia the bad guy because they send armed tanks to their own border for protection, for protecting their people. We've got to quit allowing them to rule the narrative.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Russia either, because Russia, they're not interested in us. They want.
Well, they're not
instigating.
Been
in war with a long time ago.
Right, and if they weren't so restrained, they would have already been sending bombs back, because how many bombs of ours have killed Russian people over in Syria? That we've unlawfully sit there. Hundreds.
Yeah, that I do not know.
Yeah,
but
hundreds.
I'm just saying, as a believer, you know, I believe that Magog and Gog is Syria, and they will march down into the battle of Armageddon eventually. It's going to happen. We're not going to get out of it. You know, we're not going to stop God from his prophecies and the Antichrist and all that, because even what they said about the, I've heard the Pope is the false prophet. This moronic Pope that there is now right now. And they said when he pardoned, how many was it, 44 or 84 of those priests that were molesting the young children? They said as soon as he did that, one of the ceilings on one of the places in the Vatican started crumbling immediately when he said that. So that's an odd thing.
Better to have a millstone hung around your neck. Isn't that what the Bible says?
Yeah, but as soon as he pardoned them, gave them exoneration. See, I don't believe in the Catholic part of that. I believe the Catholics themselves are saved, but as far as the people who worship the Pope like he is a god or something and follow after him so badly, I don't believe in that part. I just can't, because the Pope isn't God.
Yeah, you're supposed to follow Jesus.
Right. You're supposed to confess your sins to God, not to the Pope or not to the Father, the priest or anything. You're supposed to confess them to God and ask him to forgive. And the kids, those priests should have asked those kids to forgive him and the parents of those kids, and not the Pope.
Okay. All right. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for your call. I've got one more caller on the line, and we're getting close to the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for calling in. I've enjoyed our conversation, and I hope you will call in again another time. Andy from Texas, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Lori. Nice to hear you again. I remember when you were with Eric, the Freedom Screamer, and you had Chris from Las Vegas and stuff. I really appreciate talking to you guys. First off, Russia's not worried about us because they got enough people in here planted just fine. But they can buy what they want from this country. They don't have to invade us. I just asked Hillary Clinton, really, should get her in on the program. She'll tell you exactly what she did, or maybe not.
She made tons of money off of them, didn't she?
But, you know, I don't. And forgive me, I don't mean to insult your faith or anything, but I don't buy into this Bible stuff. I don't buy into any of this Christianity stuff, because I think the Bible was written to pacify the people, so when they did all this stuff, they could say, oh, it's in the scriptures. This is what's supposed to happen. So just stand down. Just stand down, everybody. No, this is supposed to happen. This whole Christianity thing and this whole Muslim thing, look, if there was one true God in this world, wouldn't we all know he was here?
I'm gonna answer that, Andy, because at one point in my life, I believed the same thing you just said. At one point in my life,
okay,
and God got a hold of me, and I received the Holy Ghost, and He changed my mind. And until that happened, I believed the same exact way with what you just said. And look up Acts 2:38.
I want that same thing.
Yes. I'll give you a reference real quick as Acts 2:38. Look that up. Okay?
Okay.
And my email, if you want to email me, I can tell you how he completely transformed me, because I used to believe the same exact thing. But when you get touched by the hand of God, you know it. And that's what really changed me. And I would love to share that story with you. My email is Lori, L-O-R-R-I, freedom.freedomoutpost@twc.com. Send me an email, and I will gladly send you my testimony and the different things that may help you on that. But I completely understand. I'm not offended whatsoever with what you said. And I'll tell you why.
Well,
because, you know, there is a time and a season for everything. There is. And sometimes we go through life God will plant, one person will plant a seed, another person will water, and God will give the increase. And it's not until there's a different time for everyone to have that revelation. So I don't fault you at all for the way that you feel or for what you said. I completely understand it.
Well,
I do.
You know, I can appreciate that. Thank you so much. But I did have a come to Jesus moment where I really thought, you know, this is what I need in my life. And I came to that conclusion. But then I see everything that's going on in this world. And then I see all these people who proclaim to have the same revelation that I had about this entire Christianity and this world view and stuff. And then they turn around and stab us in the back. I mean,
right,
we're looking at
remember this. Yeah, remember this, though. Never judge God by what alleged Christians do. There are a lot of hypocrites out of there.
And, well, I haven't lost faith. I haven't lost faith, but I'll tell you this. I know there's something higher than me, because I can't figure out why this guy would bring me here to this planet other than, I mean, none of us has to be here, and we're here, so we have to discover our pathway. We have to discover how we're going to travel through this life and stuff. And I found my path, and I was doing great and stuff, but it just happened to be inside this human factor that's already set up before I got here. I had nothing to do with set up as society and whatnot, so I had to just kind of navigate through, and I was having a great time, doing a lot of good things for people, making a lot of money, doing a lot of stuff, and then all of a sudden, it just went to hell in a handbasket, thank you to 2008. So, I mean, I'm skeptical, but, hey, I really appreciate you. And you know, half the time I don't know if this is live or Memorex, because sometimes you guys play some tapes. And
replays,
stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes we do.
Up and nobody will answer, and I'm like, oh, I want to say something.
Well, I'm going to be live more often now, so because some things have slowed down and made that the ability. No, I'm actually filling in right now until the new host comes in, but I will have my own show, and I'll be announcing that later on when I get the information on that.
Hey, fantastic. You're a well-needed host on this radio station. You do a fantastic job. Really appreciate you. Hey, tell Tom LaCavera I'm really sorry what happened to him, and I really feel for him. I really do.
Well, I will definitely let him know. Thank you so much, Andy, for calling in. And don't forget to send me that email.
Hey, let me write that down one more time, because I'm not sure I got it right. Give me 1 second. Do you have time?
Okay. Yep. We've got about 1 minute before music starts.
Okay. Spit it out to me again. Here we go.
Okay. It's Lori, Lorri. Period.
Okay. Yep.
Freedom.
Freedom, yep.
Period. Outpost, O-U-T-P-O-S-T.
O-U-T-P-O-S-T.
At T-W-C.
At P-W-P?
No, T-W-C, like Time Warner Cable.
Oh, T-W-C, okay.
.com.
.com, got you. All right, I will. I'll send you an email. I'll be R.K. Willie. I'll be Chewy Candy 666, so don't be offended by that.
I won't be offended. You're fine. I'm not
all
easily
right,
offended,
you,
I promise you. God bless you, honey.
I know you got a strong bunch of skin there. I know you do.
Girl,
hang in there, sweetheart. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you to all our listeners for joining us tonight. And as always, everyone, watch your backs, check your facts, Semper Fidelis, and have a wonderful and blessed night.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.